Gotcha!
Welcome to Foster's Podcast.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes. Don't read that.
Okay.
I have a surprise article for you.
I'm so excited.
I didn't send it to you in advance. Usually I send Christy... Hi, welcome to Foster the Podcast. Usually I send Christy... articles in advance so she can proofread them. And there was one I purposely held back because I wanted your I wanted your genuine reaction, and I'm very excited.
I can't wait.
How was your week?
It was good.
We were going to record last week, but you couldn't because you were at Disneyland?
No, I went to a big concert.
Oh, like Sting? Prince? No, Prince is dead. Never mind.
I took my kids to San Diego to go see the Wiggles.
Oh, man. Shit. Oh, yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Big concert.
Yep.
Was it crazy?
It was.
Did the Wiggles have groupies?
Oh, for sure the Wiggles have groupies.
Really? Like, not like children. Do they have like actual like single moms who come out to see?
I'm
really?
100%. The Wiggles are like the kids' Beatles.
Like the kids' Beatles, right?
Literally, I have a video of my daughter when they came out on stage and she's like covering her face and she's like, the Wiggles! The Wiggles, and actual tears coming down her face.
That is
Wiggles.
Adorable.
She
that
was
is so cute.
Excited.
That is so cute.
I thought they were going to jump out of their skin. They've never been so excited Aww. For something before. Yeah, like Mickey definitely was like something, but Wiggles was like a whole other
Next
thing.
Next level.
They were so excited.
I don't know
it was
why.
The
I,
best.
Just, had this like vision of like a bunch of like single like moms with like crop tops hanging out trying to get backstage
right.
to say what's up to the Wiggles.
Right. Hi. Yeah, absolutely.
Hold up signs.
Yep.
My husband's out of town.
Yep. Yeah, for sure.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Was there an opening act? Just straight Wiggles. Just, an evening with the Wiggles?
An evening
wow.
with the Wiggles.
Wow, no opener?
No, it was awesome.
Did they do the hits or new stuff?
They did the hits. They kept it to the hits. None of that new stuff.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
We're working on something of our new album. All the kids are like, boo!
Right. Sing apples and bananas.
Apples, bananas.
Right. Yep. They kept it to the goods. It was a good time.
That's amazing.
It was a really good time. They were so excited.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I went to a concert on last week.
Yeah.
To the OC County Fair. And
you went to a concert at the fair?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was like a giant 5,000
oh.
amphitheater. Yeah.
Wow. Who knew?
We're actually going to have the person who played on it come on.
Awesome.
And we're going to interview him. But my buddy played a show there, and it was really cool. Yeah, just walking around. You know, I'm from Texas, so any sort of like fair, any sort of like kind of like white trash gathering, like I'm down. Okay. You know what I mean?
See, I'm not familiar. I'm not super familiar with that fair life, so I didn't know that they had like events and stuff that went on.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's basically the. And I'm sorry if I'm going to offend anybody. It's the lowest of every race that just kind of comes together, and we just eat fried butter and like jalapenos wrapped. Like I had a corn dog that was this big that was just wrapped in bacon. And this, you know, living my best life, you know.
Jeez,
oh yeah,
Louise.
Right. You know, like some dad with like 9 kids trying to win stuffed animals. Like just all of
right.
it. Oh,
okay.
It was amazing. I love
all
it.
Right. Nice.
Yeah, 3 Ferris wheels.
Sounds good.
You know, that were. You know, I didn't get on it.
Oof.
Are you kidding me? No way.
No way.
No. I'm not going to trust anything that was built by, you know, circus folk or whatever. You know, Johnny's got to have a few beers to steady his hands before he puts the
right.
wheel together. No, I'm going to stay. I'm
going
to stay on the ground.
Yeah.
Thank you, though.
Yeah.
I was reading some article where, like, a Ferris wheel got stuck, and there's no amount of time. If you were like, hey, Justin, I will give you $10,000 to go on this Ferris wheel, but at the top you're going to get stuck for an hour, I would just be like, I'm going to have to go without $10,000.
Yeah,
you know
I'm
what I mean? Like, there's,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Like, nah,
maybe
I'm good.
Next time.
Maybe, yeah, yeah, yeah.
50,000. What's your number?
Probably 50,000.
50, for sure 50,000 for an hour at the top of a Ferris wheel?
It would be the longest. It would be the worst hour of my entire life. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
And I would take a couple of thousand that I'd have to go to some, like, weird, like,
But
shock
it's like
therapy.
Being on, like, a super,
Don't
like
the, whatever you're about to say, don't
okay.
like that either. Whatever follows that, I don't like either.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. But I don't like, you know me, man. I like to keep it safe.
Yeah, you do.
We've talked about it before.
Yeah, we both do.
I like to stay close to the ground.
Yeah.
Right? I don't want to go hiking.
No.
Also, hiking's not a date, right? Hiking's not a date. My friends went, for his birthday, they went skydiving. Like, that's
well,
not.
Right. But those aren't in the same category. Like, hiking and skydiving are not, like.
Heights.
I'm a real thrill seeker. Well, like, what kind of adrenaline junkie things do you do? Well, like, I go hiking.
But you know what I mean, though? It's still,
I
like.
I have no idea what you mean.
I don't like being up hot, right? I have vertigo, really weird, like, a really bad vertigo. So if I get hot, like, it's being up climbing.
So you mean, like,
you
don't like rock climbing?
Any of it.
Like, mountain climbing. But,
none
like,
of it.
Hiking, you're fine. Like,
nah.
To walk up a trail.
Nah.
Like,
nah.
A wide trail
nah.
On your own 2 feet?
Nah, I don't love it. I mean, I'll do it if I have to, but I don't love it.
There couldn't be less risk involved.
It's just,
you're more likely to get eaten by a mountain lion, I think, than like fall off of like the a big LA hiking trail.
You know what
like
it
you're
is?
Just walking up a hill.
I would take the mountain lion over my own thoughts when I get to the top of that mountain, right? Because now I'm alone. Now it's hard for me to breathe. Now it's like how far
it's
away?
It's hard for you to
breathe.
These aren't the
Rockies. I'm a crazy person,
Southern
Christy.
California. It's not hard to breathe.
Talked about
at the
this.
Top of these little hills.
I am a crazy person.
Okay.
Right, and the further I get away. From civilization, hospital, society, the weirder I get.
Where are you hiking?
Like the Hollywood sign, right? You go up there and you're like all alone.
The one that's like a quarter mile away from Griffith Park?
Yeah. And there's no cell phone service. Ugh, that's the horror movie they need to make. Hiking in LA with no cell phone service. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I get dizzy and it's like, I need some water and then, you
then
know.
Just drink your water.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like an hour long hike.
You an could hour,
just...
yeah. Yeah.
You could just drink just whatever
like
bottle of water.
I just rather, I'm good.
Okay.
We're talking, like, Vegas.
Fine.
I like being in Vegas, right?
You're a brave man.
Right? You'd be around everyone, right? Los Angeles, always around people.
Uh-huh.
It's like, my friend was like, yeah, I did these gigs in Arizona, and it was like, it was so cool, man. We were like, I was driving, like, this, like, casino up in the mountains, and we're, like, hours away from civilization. I was like, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, that
like,
doesn't
I don't
sound
want
fun to me,
any
but...
part of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I guess maybe skydiving and hiking aren't in the same category.
Probably
but
not.
In this brain, it is.
Okay.
It for sure is.
It's fair.
Because it's still, you're high up. If you gave me a briefcase and you said, you're going to go on a roller coaster, and like at the very top, it's going to break down, and you're going to have to sit there, you would have to give me $1,000 per minute
okay.
that I am there.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So that
yeah.
way I could be freaking out, but suddly like counting dollar signs.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't love elevators that have the glass where you can see.
Mm-hmm.
Don't love that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Which elevators is, I believe, pretty like one of the safest forms of travel. Don't love the you know, seeing the world below me.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
You see all those like basic chicks posting the Instagram pictures of their like the glass like thing.
Bottom.
Yeah.
That's unnecessary.
Could
that's
not
unnecessary.
Do it. You could not.
I
pay
went
me enough.
To a meeting for the March of Dimes thing. I went to a meeting and it was at like an executive's office was hosting it, and it was downtown in a high rise, and it had one of those like express elevators.
Yeah.
And I wasn't prepared for it,
right.
And it just like zoom, all of a sudden I was alone in the and I was like, oh no, I don't like this at all. No,
yeah,
thank you. I
yeah.
didn't sign up for a ride. I just want to get to
I
my.
Just
want
to get to the floor,
please, like
yeah.
at a normal pace. I
yeah.
don't know what's happening right now.
Yep. I am the same way. We were in I stayed at the Luxor in Vegas, and it's a pyramid. Did I tell you?
Right.
It's a pyramid, so
yeah,
the
yeah.
elevator like sways. And dude, the first time I got in, I was like,
no.
No, thank you. I will take the stairs to the 15th floor.
Yeah. And what is it? The Palms has the bar, the ghost bar up top
yeah.
where you stand over and you can
I'm
see
good.
All the way down to the bottom.
I'm good.
I'm fine, thanks.
I'm good. I like to be on the ground.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I guess, you know, I don't like hiking. Like, I don't like doing like outdoorsy things that involves being high and away from people. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Yep.
I need to get it together.
You're a man's man. I like to be like, you know, just outdoors.
I don't like to camp.
Where there's like trees and stuff.
You know what I mean?
It's like dirt.
Every chick wants to go camping. They always like, we should go camping.
Does every chick want to go camping?
Not every chick, but like in LA, like everyone's like, oh, we're going camping for the weekend. And like you talk to all these like families or like the wife's like, oh, we're planning this camping trip.
Yeah.
And It just sounds like, here's my idea of camping.
Okay.
And debate me on this if you want. The best time I've ever had camping was when we all went for my friend's birthday to Palm Springs. And we got a hotel in the middle of the desert.
Okay.
Right? And there's a swimming pool in the middle.
Right.
Right? Giant barbecue grills.
Pretty sure that's not camping.
That's ideal.
That's just a vacation.
That is my ideal camping.
I also like vacations. We, when we go camping, we do like the cabin camping.
Cabin camping is good. You got a shower. You got Wi-Fi.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Little cabin camping.
That way if you want to go on a little...
Tent cabins, they call them.
Yeah, right. If you want to go on like a little adventure...
Like yurts and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You want to take your car out to a coffee shop and grab breakfast like somewhere like a small like town.
Absolutely.
Yes, cool.
Absolutely.
I don't want to be where like bears are just like walking around. Like high up, no cell phone service.
Okay.
You know, I just have no desire.
Okay.
That's just me though.
Yeah, you know, it's fine.
I take a lot of risks in my life, okay?
Do
I take
you?
A lot of chances.
I don't know that you
and
do.
And outdoorsy stuff is not
I feel
one
like you
of
don't
them.
Take any.
Really?
Do you take a lot of risks in your life?
I mean, I don't know.
Like emotional risks.
Emotional? Maybe. No. Career, for sure. I literally drove back from San Diego at 1 o'clock in the morning last night, and I'm leaving back up there immediately after this podcast.
You came just for the podcast?
I did. I came just for the podcast.
Guys.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Zero sleep, 1,000 pots of coffee. I'm a risk taker, you guys, and I do it for the listeners.
Because, that's sweet.
You know, I don't just cancel because I'm in a Wiggles concert. But you know what I mean? It's fine. It is what it is.
Sorry, kiddos. Uncle Justin's got to edit this bitch.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Put your moves on.
Man.
Yeah.
But maybe I should. I don't know if... Okay. All right. How about this? Listeners... You guys are always good about emailing or tweeting or whatever. Give me something to try and I will try it. Within reason. I'm not jumping out of an airplane. I'm not hiking Everest.
No. Not adrenaline junkie stuff. Just something out of your comfort zone.
Right. Right.
That's what we're looking for.
Right. Because my life is, you know, the thing that we do.
Yeah.
Right. Gym. Comedy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Essentially, those are the only three things.
Yeah.
So give me something,
little out of the comfort zone.
Give me a little something out of the comfort
zone.
info@justincomic.com is the email.
Okay.
At justincomic is the Instagram. DM me and give me something and I'll try it and talk about it.
Yeah.
Or I'll tell you to piss off because I'm never going to do that. You know.
Yeah, we'll pick something appropriate. That'll be fun.
I love our listeners because we'll be like, bang a prostitute unprotected. Or like, well, I got to do it.
They said, the email said.
Step out of your comfort zone.
This is what we're doing.
It's pretty uncomfortable. Although, I'm sure prostitutes are escorts are probably pretty clean, right?
Yeah.
You're probably like better, this is a weird tangent, but you're probably safer with an escort than like just a random person at a bar, right? Don't they get like pretty regularly checked up?
I think you're thinking of porn stars.
Does this sound like a guy who made a bad decision over the weekend and is like trying to tell you?
Right.
That's it.
Right?
Tell me
right?
I'm okay? Right? They're good, right? I don't need to, this is, no. Okay.
Does this look like something to you?
Yeah. I don't have escort money right now, people. But check it. I'll do it. Whatever. What about you? Your life is pretty much kids. Kids.
Right now it's pretty much kids. But prior to kids, I do adventurous stuff, but I don't do any adrenaline junkie stuff.
Right.
But I like camping and random road tripping and train tripping and...
Train tripping is good. I would do a train trip.
Out of my comfort zone. Yeah.
See, I like to think that I'm adventurous because I do so much comedy and I like travel the U.S. and I'm doing that. But I guess like sitting on a plane and going to a different state is not super...
It is.
You know.
You're surrounded by new environments on
I'm
a regular basis. And you
new
do a good job of exploring the places that you are.
I
you
do.
Don't just go there and leave.
No, I don't. Once
so
I get
awesome.
To a new place, I check it out. I go walking. I Uber to... Yeah. So, I mean, I'm always... Whatever.
I read an article that I should have clipped and sent to you if I had known the conversation was going to go down this path. But it was talking about how travel trumps... You know, education and therapy, like all these things that travel can be this
right.
thing that helps you to evolve. Like the best form of self-help that you can do is just to be out of your element because it eliminates ego, because you never know where you're going. You have to rely on other people, and you get directions wrong and all the stuff. So it like eliminates ego. If you're traveling often, you tend to have less possessions because you have to be more mobile. So you're not focused on the material. You're always learning because everything around you is always new. There's just all these benefits to travel that like tick boxes in a lot of different areas.
Wow. Yeah, that is. Yeah. Because like, and like it helps you, like there was a thing I read, it was like helps you like be less racist and like more tolerable and more like open-minded when you're like, you're living in a small town your entire life, and then you like go explore the world. You're like, oh yeah, like every right. like there's, you know.
Or if you live in a big city and you go somewhere that you just ping as being closed-minded, and you see a bunch of, you know what I mean? Like you,
It's good. It's good to go out there and experience different things.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what I would do. Maybe I would take a train somewhere. I would maybe go camping, I guess. I just don't have time for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when am I going
to
go?
My husband and I, one of the things we wanted to do since we first got together is do, like, swingers? Some sort of...
Sweet. Not a swingers bar?
No.
Okay. Got it.
We've been over this. Oh. We've always wanted to do, like, something like the Camino.
Well, I don't know what that is.
Some sort of like exodus, like a walking expedition or whatever. You know what I mean? Like one of the ones that are set up, sort of like what they did, like an Into the Wild. The Camino's from Paulo Coelho. What's the name of the book?
The Alchemist. This one right here?
Yes. So The Alchemist is based on the pilgrimage that he actually took.
Right.
And it's like a famous thing that goes basically through Spain for the most part. But it's now set up where you can do different lengths of time, but you can go on like basically a month long walking expedition, and you go you just walk along the path, and there's all these spiritual sites that you stop
See,
on.
I would do that. That's what I need to do. I need to leave the United States.
Yeah.
I need to get outside the United States and go travel.
Over yonder.
I'm sure they have state fairs there. I can, you know. Yes. Oh, that's what I'm trying to do. State fair tour of the world. I don't know if it would be states, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that's it. That's my homework assignment. Give me something cool to do.
Nice.
I forgot what else was. Oh, we have a listener email that I wanted to get to.
Yeah.
But first, before we do that, I want to give you. We have two articles that I want to give to you. One I sent you. And this was from like last week, but I still want to talk about it because it kind of touches base on what we were talking about on the last episode, were about emotional support spiders.
Okay.
There was a bat that got loose on a Spirit Airlines flight.
Right.
And was flying around the cabin.
A bat. A bat got loose, or a bat made its way onto the plane? Like someone took their pet bat onto the plane?
I don't know if it was a pet, but I think someone was shipping a bat and it got... It got loose. I don't know the exact details. I didn't click the article. I'm assuming it wasn't a emotional support bat. I'm assuming there was a cargo of maybe like, I don't know, someone was shipping a bat to study.
You don't
study?
Think a bat just made its way in there?
Where?
What do you mean where? Into the plane.
Right. Well, I guess, but there's not a lot of like, you never see birds or anything like on an airport or on a runway. It's pretty like clear of any sort of.
I don't know. Bats be crazy, man.
Crazy. Could you imagine being on that flight and just a bat starts going up and down the cabin? Right. I would lose my shit.
And then it poofs into a vampire.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I would rather take the vampire than a loose bat.
Ugh, yeah. That's like every disease.
Ugh,
right?
Yes. Oh, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oof. I freak out when people sneeze on a plane.
Right.
Now I got like some
rabies bat.
Some
just...
red-eyed dusty bat.
What's a dusty?
And Spirit Airlines too. That's the funniest part.
Right.
Of course.
Isn't
it's
that
Spirit.
Always the way?
Right.
Yeah.
Of course it's Spirit.
Yeah.
This seat's for $35. Yeah. There's a bat terrorist.
Yep.
Look how much money I'm saving. I mean, I got to get rabies shots on the layover.
Well, you know.
Who catches it?
Win some, lose some.
Just some flight attendant with one of those, like,
like one of the trays?
The butterfly catcher.
Oh, man.
I don't like any sort of disturbance on a flight. I don't like anything to go
out of the ordinary.
I do not like it.
Yeah.
If they make a little like announcement, like, is there a doctor on this flight? I immediately start freaking out.
Does that happen to you?
All the time.
What?
Oh my God. Yeah. A lot. Really, that's never happened to you on a flight before?
No.
I have fly a lot more than you, though.
Yeah, way more.
Yeah, last month I was on a flight and they were like, hi, is there a doctor on this flight? And most of the time, like, tons of hands go up because, you know, that's just how it, this flight, no hands went up. And I was like, this person may die, like, right here.
Right.
Like,
because there doesn't happen to be a doctor on the flight, then have a doctor on the flight.
Yeah, but you can't, every flight, there's, you know, 100,000 flights that go out during the day. You can't staff a doctor on every flight.
I guess, or make, like, simple... I don't know, man.
I'm sure if he's having a heart attack, the flight attendants know how to do like the defibrillator. But if someone's just like ill,
right,
and there doesn't happen to be a doctor on the flight from Chicago to Grand Rapids,
did you find out what happened? Did you have to?
Yeah, I told him I was a doctor. Just because I wanted the attention.
They walked up and they were like, "No, sir.
No.
You most certainly aren't."
But I've seen Scrubs.
Right.
It was a someone had. This kid was like young too. It was like, I used to be an EMT or I'm studying to be an EMT. It's some sort of like,
okay,
by association kind of. And, it was determined that it was the person hadn't eaten or had water before the flight. It was a kind of elderly person who was not feeling well.
Gotcha.
So they got him some water or whatever. But in my crazy mind, I'm in the back of the plane being like, outbreak. Right. He's got some weird thing. He's going to sneeze and we're all going to get sick.
Tired old person. It's definitely contagious.
For
we're
sure.
All, we're, this is it. This
For
is
sure.
how the zombie apocalypse
For
starts.
Sure. He got bit by a bat.
He got bit by a bat. Now we're all vampires. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Now I can't go outside during the day.
Right.
Ugh. That was my first thought.
No more pools.
No more pools.
Mm-mm.
Right. Yeah. Ooh, no more garlic.
Oof.
Ugh. Yeah. I was just, I don't like it because, you know, I've talked to friends who've been on flights where they've had to make emergency landings because, you know, there's someone's ill.
Not only.
No.
No, thanks.
Get me to my destination.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. Ugh.
Ugh. So there was another article, a surprise article that I wanted to send you, and it was a man proposes to his fiance.
Okay.
By putting the ring on the cow's udder. Farmer who placed the ring on one of the cow's teats, if you will.
No, I get what they
you understand?
Put it on.
Right,
mm-hmm.
So right there.
Mm-hmm.
And the picture went viral and he was shamed in a...
was she like...
She was, you know, very surprised.
Right.
And I thought it was very sweet, right? Like how, you know, were you going to put it like on a cheesecake at the Cheesecake Factory? Nah, shove it on a cow's titty.
You don't do that.
No?
Nope, that's not what you do. Nope, that's not what you do. Even if you're a farmer, that's not what you do. You know what I mean?
Could you, as a woman, as Christy, as you.
Put it, like, get one of the eggs that you can fill from the bottom, and then when she's, like, making something with the egg opens up and it's inside the egg. That's,
right?
Like, a cute, like, farm-themed
right.
proposal.
Not a cow's teeth?
Nah, man.
Go reach under there and see if you can find something.
Ugh.
The photo's hilarious because it's just like a titty with like a engagement ring hanging on it. I was like, this is the most white trash thing I've ever seen.
Ooh.
I just see him there with his overalls, just like really excited for her to find it.
My mind immediately goes to the preparation. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not even thinking about the proposal. That's a whole other thing. My mind goes to him like... You know, like, with like, the lube and, like, the ring and just trying to, like stuff the udder into the, like, you know what I mean? All by himself, like, perfect. This is going to go so, this is exactly how I imagined it.
She's going to love it.
She's going to love this.
He's spitting on the ring to get This is the best idea I've ever had.
You know what I mean?
It's just all bad.
Sitting there alone. The things that, like, the acts that people go through and, like, you're all alone with nothing but self-reflection in that moment.
Right.
And to push through and be like, yep, nailed
yep,
it.
This is it. This
you know what
it.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's concerning.
Right,
to
like
me.
You're putting together, like, an IKEA table. It's
right.
Just like, come
right.
on.
Yeah. Yep, this is, she's going to be, it's going to be perfect.
Exactly
you know what, I mean?
What
like,
she pictured when she was a young child.
Right. Yeah. Yeah,
going
this
out
is
to the bar.
So romantic. I am so romantic.
I'm killing it. We both like cows.
How could she ever say no? Get it? Because I'm a farmer.
Right?
So, like, an udder.
The poor cow.
The poor cow.
The poor cow. Poor cow. Like, what are you...
Right. No, sir. No, thank
what
you.
What are you doing?
No, thank you.
I remember when I was young, I was working at a restaurant, and somebody gave me a, I mean, I don't know, $20,000, $15,000, a very nice wedding ring, and was like, okay, so my fiance's coming in. When I order dessert, just put the ring on top of the cheesecake and bring it out. And I was like, dude, I am 21.
21 years old.
I have a bit of a drinking problem.
I work here at this restaurant.
Right.
So
I don't think Olive Garden's going to cover the loss of your $20,000.
How about I take this and disappear?
I don't know you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I've never met you, sir.
Right.
That is a lot of trust.
Right.
Yeah, this kid looks trustworthy.
Right. I'm sure you didn't.
I've been up for three days.
Black eyeliner.
It's 21, not 14.
Yep. Here you go, sir.
It's like what are you? The whole shit. I'm just like, and I lose. I'm notorious for losing things. Like,
but
I just
please stop doing these things, men. Please stop doing these things.
Right. No cow udders.
Please.
No random 21-year-old at an Italian restaurant. Right? Just give her the ring.
Or why at a restaurant even?
Right, because they want that show.
There's people who would enjoy, there's receivers who would also want that, so I guess it's fine.
I guess, but it's also like, go to a nice restaurant.
Oh, you were,
yeah. It was a chain, it wasn't the Olive Garden, it was like a chain Italian restaurant.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, step it up a little.
Hey, man.
You got a nice ring.
You gotta do, right.
You spent the money on the ring.
Right, so obviously you can, like, this one time.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Del Frisco's right down the street.
Right.
It's like, our meatballs are frozen.
But then she'd be expecting it. Maybe it was their favorite restaurant, or the restaurant where they had their first date.
I guess. Now that is, but see, I would be expecting that more.
Yeah.
Right? Let's go to that place we went to on our first date. Well, that's weird.
Maybe they go all the time.
Maybe, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. But so anyways, that's how I bought my car. I got this watch.
Yes. Yes.
Never saw him again. So, so I thought that was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I saw the picture of the swinging udder with the ring on it, and I was like,
now she's got to get it.
She's got to get it off, right? Just like milk and ring
everywhere.
Just milk and wedding ring. Thanks, honey.
Was the ring made of twine? Because that's what I picture.
Oh.
Well, you know
what I mean?
Teach their own.
All right, let's get to that email.
Okay.
My God.
I was excited about this email. It's been like 2 weeks since I read it now, but let's
I don't know how I would propose. Through. I don't know how.
Well, it depends on the woman. You can't pre-pick a proposal. It's got to be geared towards the other person.
Right. Yeah. That's true. I'm just thinking like in general terms, if I were to get married. Right, I guess. I don't know. I guess it has to be
geared towards the person. That's very, very important. The worst proposals that I've ever seen are the ones of like YouTube people who are like dancers or like
actors.
Like
the flash dancers.
Just celebrities. They themselves are like whatever, and they just do some over the top proposal where they're just like performing, and it's all about them.
All about them.
You know what I
mean?
It's like, this is my thing, and I'm presenting it to you. It's like, no one gives it. This is not for
this
you.
This is not for you. Yeah.
It is for the other person.
Yeah,
it's not your time to cha cha slide. Yeah. Sit down.
The relationship that I was in. That I just got out of recently, she was like very like did not want the spotlight at all,
right?
And so like for her, like that would be like just a nightmare, like any sort of like baseball
bring her up on
game,
stage, in the middle of your set,
any like baseball game, she would just be mortified.
Right.
So you have to take into account the woman, like what they
exactly.
want. Some women want that the big show and the display. You see like 100%. The videos of the like the football game proposals, and the woman like, you know, it's clearly what she wanted. And some girl's like, if you put me anywhere right. near the spotlight,
right.
you know, like my ex didn't even want them to sing like happy birthday to her at a restaurant.
Right.
Could you imagine me right. pulling her on stage right. and being like,
right.
all right, guys, I got to get out of here soon. But right. before I do,
right.
who is that for?
Right.
That's for you.
Right.
Right.
My husband and I know we've talked about it before, but we like we, you know, we are two consensual adults who talked about marriage, and that's just the way we did it. Is right. like we decided that we wanted to get engaged, and that's, you know, like we just decided what we wanted to do, and so we got the ring. And then he's like, "Well, I want to like plan something." I was like, "Please, don't.
Just give me the ring.
Let's just
just give me the ring.
Let's just be engaged, like right now. Let's just do it." Right now.
Right.
Let's not, you don't have to go off and like rack your brain. It doesn't, I'm not going to appreciate
right.
it.
Just
let's just be engaged
yeah.
and then just continue our lives forward. Like, let's think about a wedding will be fun.
That'd
let's
be fun.
Plan that.
Right.
You know
yeah,
what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. yeah, exactly. It's like, it's like when that. You like ask your mom, like, she's like, what do you want for Christmas? And you just tell her the one thing that you want and then she
right.
wraps it. Like,
right.
I know it's it. I just
it's fine. Look at me, the gift. I sent you the wish list. You know what I mean? Like, you just, let's just have it shipped to my house. Let's not.
My grandmother, God rest her soul, she would take me shopping because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was a teenager, right?
Right.
She would, then she would take the things that we bought.
Right.
And then go and wrap them. And
right.
get, and I, but I would have to wait like a month and a half. I'm
right.
like, just give me the shirt.
Right. It's fine. I just want it right now. I'm just going to wear it for a second.
Yeah.
It's going to be super.
It's sweet,
super
but
fine.
It's just like.
Just
give me the ring.
Don't worry about it, honey. Don't dip into our stormtrooper budget
right.
for a proposal.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, the party's coming. And it doesn't matter.
He takes you to a petting zoo. Like, why don't you check on that cow's titty? Like, what's the, can cows get back there, right?
I do not think so. No, they're not like dogs.
Oh, I guess you're right. Yeah, yeah, they're not. I was just thinking, like, just like the cow, like, well, this is a weird feeling, and just, just gone. Yeah. That's our act out of cows.
Because we're such farm folk. I don't know what
I don't know.
Cows, mouth cows look looks like.
Cows lick titties.
They certainly cannot get, like, they just drink their own milk.
I don't know. I'm thinking about my dog, like, licking his ass.
Not the same level of flexibility, I assure you. Not, dogs and cows, not as closely related as you might think.
Listen, guys, I don't know if you guys can tell. I did not grow up on a farm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Proposals. We gotta look that up. We gotta like look up worst proposals. I don't know if we've done that on a show. If we have, it's been years. I will look that up.
Okay.
Worst proposals.
Yeah.
But yeah, it does have to do with the woman. Like, does she
it's
want the attention?
Be about the other
does she
person.
Not want the attention?
It's so telling though, because like, it's like I'm sure you're selfish like that all the time.
I want a girl to propose to me.
Do you?
Yeah.
That could happen.
I think that would be awesome.
Yeah.
I think that'd be really cool.
Pick the right chick.
Right.
She'll propose.
Yeah. I think that'd be great. How cool would that be? If a chick's like, yo, we
right.
married? I'll fuck. What? Yes.
No, but I want her, if the chick's going to propose to you, she's got to like, it's got to be like Marvel themed.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
My
like,
God.
You know,
it's on Thanos' gauntlet.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like some,
yes.
I want it to be like once Marvel Land opens, like, you know what I mean?
Oh my
See?
Gosh. There you
See?
Go. There you go.
That's why you gotta gear it towards a person. Look how excited you just
I'm
got.
I'm so excited right
yeah.
now. Spider-Man just walks up and he's
right?
like.
Right. And it just sticks to your shirt.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Huh. I'm really excited.
I know. Just gotta find her first.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I guess that's the hard part.
That is generally.
All right, listen to email. Let's help some people.
All right. So the general question is, am I making a mistake by not opting for a second date with a guy that was great, but I just didn't feel sparks for?
Oh, wow. That's
yeah.
a great question.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Honey,
mm.
we're in the middle of a podcast. Okay.
What?
My husband just called as we were doing that.
Oh.
She's someone who generally trusts her gut. So some contact. She met a guy over Bumble, which is rare because she's normally super paranoid about meeting people who she doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
They had a pretty fun time, lots of common interests to discuss, and while she was the one to bring the date to the end because it was late, she probably would have chatted longer if she had felt sparks.
Mm.
she would have said forget about her curfew, but she called a Lyft, and the guy was very, like, you know, he dealt with the goodbye really well. He wasn't overly handsy. Sure, he let her initiate. So everything's going really well. They're messaging back and forth a few times since the date, checking in, asking how each other's 4th of July's had gone. And the conversation seems like he's going to be asking for another date. Mm-hmm. And she appreciates that because the guy seems to be on the same page about going forward with potential and all of that type of thing. And mm-hmm. it hasn't been gross or anything, you know, no dick pics. Mm-hmm. So it seems insane to me that I don't feel enthused about a second date, which he has offered, but I just don't, she's just not really feeling it. She just doesn't feel sparks. I've implied here in the email that I'm not interested in just a casual thing. But that's not to say that she doesn't want chemistry and attraction, that's very important. Of course, I've always known on first dates immediately whether or not I felt sparks in my heart and soul and those other fun places that you're supposed to feel them. Let me take a pause right here to say.
Pause. Christy pause.
Christy pause. Do, 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 do. Can I get a bell? That's pause. You may have before in the past known the moment that you were attracted to somebody, but that gut reaction has not gotten you what you wanted. So whatever that gut reaction is triggering you to go for has been incorrect in the past. Don't break my bell. Give me a good ding. Thank you. So it's nice that you are aware of the feelings that you're getting, but at this point it might even be a warning alarm of like, oh, that's the thing that I normally go for that maybe I shouldn't be going for anymore because I'm not getting the thing that I want.
Contrary action, right?
So just something to think about. Maybe my gut spark feeling place is only good at choosing temporary fun. Should she be using more of her brain? Should she be using more patience? I know Christy said she and her husband were only friends for years before they got together, but I would think Christy and her husband were at least excited by each other as friends. I'm not sure I even have that here. I know this sounds like such a non-issue, but I haven't tried actual romantic dating in literally years. I'm very neurotic, so I can overthink until I'm done. Sorry for the wording message.
Can we take a Justin pause?
Okay.
Now I feel bad because we've been putting this email off for a couple of weeks.
I know.
Dang.
Well, that's what you get.
User
emails always come first.
Yeah, we just got on these tangents about
user emails always spiders come first.
And Ferris wheels.
Those emails always come
out. Well, I hope it's not too late. Now I kind of want to know what she chose.
Let us know what you chose. Here is my advice. Be open to something different. I feel as though when we've gone for the wrong thing so many times, this is contrary to what I just said, I feel like sometimes we want to go for something so different from what we've had before in the past that we overcorrect in the other direction. And we're like, well, on paper, this person has all of the things that I want. And there's like none of that ups and downs that I had. It's like the complete opposite of what I had before. So that must make it right. Mm-hmm. And I think that also gets you into trouble because you end up in complacent in something that is good enough or better than what you're used to.
Yep, yep, yep,
all
yep.
It does is not have chaos. It doesn't necessarily make it the right thing. It's just devoid of chaos.
Yeah, right.
So when you're used to chaos and things that don't work, non-chaos doesn't mean that you're with the right person. There's still has to be interest. There still has to be movement. There still has to be a draw. So I think the most important thing to do is start to learn, you know, give people a chance who you're not initially getting those feelings for, but be careful of diving into a relationship with those people. Explore the good parts of something different. Realize what you do want to take from those old relationships and try to find somebody in the middle. Does that make sense?
It does. It's like you get out of like a toxic relationship, right? And it's just like super high and then super low and it's very dramatic. And then you go on a date with someone that you're like, don't really have sparks with, and they're just kind of boring, but you're like, well, this person's not going to burn my house down. Like, I'm just going
to
stay.
They're nice to me. Yeah. And I understand, even though I'm not attracted to them, I understand that they're attractive.
Right. This is good enough.
Right.
Right. And there's got to be that, like, oh, I'm attracted to you, but also you're not going to turn my life upside down.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. But there's still got to be a difference between looking for someone who's like a friend or a roommate as opposed to looking for the love of your life. If you want a long-term romantic relationship, there does have to be attraction and pull that's there. So my suggestion would be try to be open. Don't always just go off that gut reaction because it's led you wrong in the past. Be open to something that feels a little different. And it might take some exploring and going on 2 or 3 dates with people that you might not normally give a second chance be able to decipher. But, you know, hold out and wait for something that really does, that really does draw you in. And yes, with me and my husband, like, we would get into, you know, like, we would get into, like, very exciting conversations, and we did, like, talking about all this other stuff, you know, stuff, and it was somewhere where even though it wasn't, you know, it was the circumstances of where we both were in life that there wasn't, like, an attraction or flirtation there because we were not available, but there was still, like, that interest in, like, you know, like, that's the person that I want to tell, like, oh, I saw this thing, like, looking for that, oh, I saw this thing, and, you know, like, exactly. So there is still that pull that goes into it.
Right, very rarely, like, being friends with a person first, right, for a while, like a work situation that's happened with you and I, right, where it's just, like, the other person was unavailable, or you were unavailable, so you got to know each other as, like, on a friendship level.
Right.
But there was still that initial attraction, there was still that, like, oh my god, I'm really excited, tell this person this thing, right? There's never really, like, indifference that goes the other way.
Right.
You don't just wake up one day and be like, you know that person that I was just kind of indifferent, I think that I love them.
Right.
Right? That very rarely happens. So I think trusting that initial gut of, like, man, I am attracted to this person, but it's not like those, like, the just the intense, crazy, but there's still, like, a little bit of a spark.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And so if she's going out with this guy and there's zero spark, it's probably not a good sign.
So here's the homework that I've probably given on this podcast 1,010 times and given to pretty much every client that I've ever talked to about dating, is that when you are single and becoming open to letting a relationship in, before you are in a relationship, you sit down with a piece of paper, fold it in half so that there's two sides. On one side, you are going to write 5 to 10 absolute must-haves. And this isn't like a manifesting list of things that you would like. These are must-haves. I couldn't be happy in a relationship unless I had these 5 to 10 things. Like, literally, I need this in another person in order to be happy and fulfilled.
Is that physical also? Is that she's got to be blonde, he's got to have abs.
If that's an absolute must for you, then you put it down on paper. Don't judge yourself. Whatever it is, it is. If you need someone wealthy, you need someone wealthy. Mm. If you need someone who's a blonde, you need someone blonde. This isn't like a judgment thing. This is just things that you know in your heart of hearts that you would need in order to feel satisfied and happy in a relationship.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Free of judgment. On the other side, you're going to write 5 to 10 deal breakers. And these are things that take a person off the table. If the person is abusive, if the person, you know, hates their mother, if the person, you know, no sense of humor, if the person's controlling, what if the person cheats, whatever the things are that you're sick of or triggers for you, you know that you can't have, you write them on the other side. So these are, like I said, it gives you a lot of wiggle room in between. These are the two extremes. Must have these things, can't have these things, and they should be extremes in both, you know? And then it gives you a lot of room in the middle for people to be able to just be human and have faults and positives and that type of thing. You keep that paper forever until you are married. You keep that piece of paper, even past marriage, you keep it and hold yourself accountable to it.
Mm-hmm. My buddy is like, dude, if you have that piece of paper and it's like, if you meet someone, like, you're cheating on your girl, you're cheating on your dude, if you're compromising what's on this piece of paper for this other person because you want to feel better in the moment.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I guess I didn't really need this thing, but you... when you were alone and not giving up your wants and needs just to have another person, you said that it was one of the most important things to you. Oh, maybe I don't want to have kids. Maybe it's fine. You wrote it down. You said that that was one of your things that you needed. You know what I mean? Like, oh, well, he cheated, but he didn't mean it. You said that cheating was a deal breaker. That's the end of the story.
Right.
You wrote it down when you were not fitting your life around another human being.
Right.
And that's why it's important to do it before you're with somebody.
Oh!
So.
Yeah. That's...
So, that's my advice. Write the list. Give people second dates, third dates, just to get to know them, even if it's just for experimentation's sake. You know what I mean? It's not leading people on. It's just getting to know them. And you just never know. You know what I mean? You never, never know. And make sure that you are, if you're looking to draw in a permanent relationship, make sure you're open enough to have space in your life for it. So if you're a little closed off, or if you're super weary about it, or if you're very skeptical, it's going to be hard to draw in that right person, because you're always going to have blocks up that make you seem unavailable, whether you think so or not. That was one of my big faults, is I thought I was like very open, but there was like a barrier up.
Right.
So
yeah.
The sooner you can get rid of that, the better.
I think there's a lot of people that needed to hear that today.
Well, good.
That was beautiful.
Wonderful.
And I'd like to end it on that.
Okay, great.
That was yeah. Wonderful. That was like awesome.
Jesus. Please send more emails. It makes my day.
Yeah, please. Info@JustinComic or Instagram @JustinComic. I kind of want to throw that video up. I kind of want to put, usually it's like a funny like bit that we do. I'd like to put this out there.
All right.
Because that was like.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So try that. If you're single and you're looking for someone, try the list thing and don't compromise on the stuff on the back. And obviously for me, it's like, or not for me, but it's like, in my opinion, it would be like, she's got to be brunette, right? And then you meet someone who has all four of those things, but she's a redhead. Like, obviously, there's got to be, there's some wiggle room there.
But
you know what I mean?
But that probably meant that brunette was not a deal breaker.
But like, if you're making, like, your list of, like, she's got to have tattoos, she's got to be blonde hair and blue eyes, and she's got to have a great job and sense of humor, right? And she falls into all of those things, but she's, you know.
But see, that's a manifesting list. Things that you'd like.
Okay.
You can't, you know what I mean? There's very few people who would truly say, like, if the perfect person walked into my life but they didn't have tattoos, I could never be happy with them.
Gotcha.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, a manifesting list is a whole other thing.
Oh, okay. All right.
These are must-haves in order to be happy.
Yeah.
If your perfect person, if someone ticked every box but didn't have this one thing, you couldn't get past it.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. That makes sense. So I wouldn't even put like physical attributes on that, because
it's
that
rarely
can vary.
A thing.
Yeah. That can vary. Interesting. Okay. Cool. Well, I'm going to drive to San Diego.
Woo!
You guys are going to make your list. You
there
guys
you
are going to email me
homework.
Stuff to do to be a little bit more adventurous, because I'm super vanilla and bland, according to Christy, even though I'm driving 3.5 hours.
I just said that
comedy.
Hiking is not an adrenaline rush. That's all I said.
I had coffee past 11 p.m. last night, so, you know, I don't want to brag, but I am living life on the wild side. And... guys, this is Foster the Podcast. Thank you for listening. We will be back next week, unless like the Bananarama concert. Who's
it's come first, man. Sorry.
the Teletubbies are in town. we might miss it.
Yeah, but. Then screw it.
All right. Be well out there. Go be better. Go do some growing, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.